Hi, this is Kathy Smith. This is the weight loss tip of the week. Life is inherently stressful, both at work and at home. Stressful situations are everywhere. Always have been, always will be. What we do with that stress, though, is up to us, and that's the important part. What I found out is that learning to cope with stress effectively is a major component of weight loss and losing weight successfully. Now, we use the word stress so often that we don't even stop to think about what it actually means. So what exactly is stress? Well, scientists tell us that stress is simply our body's response to change. And the key word here is response, because stress in itself is neither positive nor negative. It's the quality of our response to stress that makes it positive or negative. So stress causes a response in our bodies and the production of certain chemicals that prepare us for action. And those chemicals are adrenaline and noradrenaline and cortisol. And with that response, what happens is that our heart rate picks up, our blood pressure increases, our eyes dilate, our blood vessels constrict, our muscles tense up, we start to perspire. So what's happening is that our sympathetic nervous system, without our control, and that's important, it's without our control, is reacting to some perceived danger. This is the same basic system that protected cavemen from those woolly mammoths. And today, that system still works wonderfully when we need to jump out of the way of an oncoming truck or a woolly mammoth. But it's not so great when we start to see everything in our daily life as a stressful situation, whether at work or at play, whether it's our boss or the car in front of us when we're stuck in traffic. When we start to have this habitual stress response day in and day out, it really starts to impact our bodies, our brains, and our weight. Because when we start telling our bodies that we're in the stress response stage and we have this excessive amount of hormones in our system, our bodies stop burning fat and start burning sugar. And what happens is that this starts to lead to the belly fat midsection syndrome that a lot of people have. So stress doesn't just occur because of a major life crisis, such as a death in the family or a divorce or some sort of big major event. In this day and age, the situations that can cause stress are likely to be everyday occurrences, like juggling two jobs, paying bills, dealing with taxes, a traffic jam, worries about crime, the financial state of our country, deadlines at work, family responsibilities. The list goes on and on. These are all factors that cause our bodies to start reacting and making us human time bombs ready to explode. Or another way of saying it is making our bodies really reactive to what we're putting in our bodies and how they respond to what we eat. Yes, life will always give us stress. So what you have to understand is how we manage that stress. And manage is a key word because you can't eliminate stress. And as a matter of fact, you don't want to. A little stress, like a little bit of chocolate, can actually be a really good thing. It energizes you to get your work done. In fact, a study at Harvard showed that people who have a little bit of stress actually perform better at their jobs. But with too much stress, the performance started to suffer. So the trick is to manage stress instead of stress managing you, because anything you do to reduce stress levels will improve your health. So here are my four tips for managing stress. First of all, shoot for sixes. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'm a big believer that we need to lower our expectations. We can't always score 10 in life, nor expect to. We can't be perfect at everything. Can't have the perfect house, the perfect kids, the perfect husband, the perfect job. So you have to lower the bar a little bit, just for your own well-being. Secondly, go for a walk with a friend. There's compelling new research that confiding in a trusted friend about a problem is one of the best ways to lower stress. So what better way to share time and your thoughts than going for a walk with a friend? Thirdly, eat smart. The other area doctors immediately turn to when dealing with stress is your diet. And no wonder, excess caffeine, alcohol, and sugar all send the wrong messages to your body. So remember, eat smart, eat green, and make sure you keep your blood sugar balanced to reduce stress. And then lastly, and this is the one we're going to talk about more in my next week tip, deep breathing. There's no better way to get out of a stress attack than to practice a deep breathing technique, which I practice every single day and I love to teach to people because it's so easy to use. And it follows that regular meditative breathing is also an excellent way to get rid of stress. So you got it. The four ways: shoot for sixes, walk with a friend, eat smart, and start to breathe. I'm Kathy Smith, and here's to your health.